Welcome to episode 358 of the 8-Bit Geek. I'd like to welcome you all here. Thank you, everyone, for showing up to the live show. It's a full crowd. Seeing that everybody has been quarantined, you have no other choice but to watch and listen to us. And for
once
those
you
of
hit
you,
50, you know, have to disperse.
Yeah. Once there's 50 listener or watchers, you got to go. Sorry, it's a crowd. But if you're listening from home, thank you so much for listening as well. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. Let us sit you down for an hour. We'll give you some laughs. We'll talk about some stuff. It'll be a fun show, especially because it's coronavirus week here at 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time, this show is a lot like a business shutting down during the coronavirus. You say that you're going to do it, but then you have an entire party come in with about 1,000 people just jumping around having a good time. Then it gets caught on social media. People say they hate you, and what are you doing?
Yeah, you're going to kill my grandmother, says at fuckface97.
Really, you got away with that one, huh? A lot of probably usage of letters, switchings.
And then...
Yeah, there was an at sign and there was some characters used in that name, but it says fuck. I read between the lines.
That's true. And then after we get that message, we reply with us licking the toilet seats in the bathroom and saying coronavirus challenge 2020.
Yeah. And now we're all homesick, but not with the coronavirus, but with some stomach bug that we caught from licking toilet seats. It was a turn of events. No one saw that coming.
Jeremy, and with me today are two men. How do you beat the toilet seat thing? Just say your names.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the week. There's so much news surrounding the coronavirus. As far as the entertainment world is concerned, I try to make just like a thread so that way we can kind of go through it later in the show and just touch on a couple things, because this show could be just a list of things closed down and things closed up that pertain to the entertainment industry and movies and productions and stuff. So I tried my best to give us some variety and something fun to talk about. Please be aware. That is the hot topic, and that's you came here for that, right? Like, we're your source of information. We're like the real CNN.
Oh, no.
As opposed to the fake CNN that you see on TV.
Asterix, we are not reliable.
We are the most reliable. If you like what we're talking about, if you're having a fun time with that intro, you should hit us up on our website at www.the8bitgeek.com. We have a lot of info over there. We have links for everything from our other shows to our Discord to our Patreon. And like last week, we won't spend too much time talking about Patreon because we know that this could turn into tough times for people. And we appreciate your support, even with keeping your subscription to us. It helps a lot. It means a lot to us. And we thank you for doing that. But we understand if money's tight and you got to go, you got to go. And please use that money wisely, feed your family, all that good stuff through these hard times. But if you're well off and you know, give more than, you know, if you have more than abundance, give to the 8-Bit Geek charity, which will go towards all of our stuff instead.
Feeding our families.
Feed us.
Yeah, feed us.
Hold Look on. At us. We're...
I'm wasting away over here.
We're all too skinny. Your money will go towards our guts during these hard times.
I mean, Kev's going to have like a new puppy here pretty soon. He lost that. He lost that battle. I'm sure it wasn't much of a battle.
I relented once I saw the pictures. I was really.
Oh my God.
I gave in. I melted.
He literally said, "I'm not getting another dog. this one was too much. I was about to kill this dog.
And then here we are. This is how, I guess this is how being a parent is. This is what I'm being told, is where you're like, I hate kids. I want another one.
Oh, that's...
No. No.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I can agree a little bit.
But I will say this. My kids haven't, like, tracked mud all over the floor and destroyed furniture and eaten, like, bills and things laying around and destroyed my house.
Interesting. Mine has.
Your kids aren't puppies.
Mine has. Mine has done all of that.
Yeah, we saw the picture of him rolling around.
Well, and on a dry driveway with an Iron Man, like, glove on. Like, I mean... Yeah. Dog ain't gonna do that. It's gonna poop and pee all over the place.
That'd be something you want to catch on video, though, if you have the Iron Man. Right,
that'd go viral in a heartbeat. So
it would.
All right, so let's get to some funny, shall we? Every week we like to do something around here, and we like to read Amazon reviews in sometimes funny voices. These are hilarious. In a little segment we like to call, hey, what do we call it again?
I forgot to cut and paste this in the notes. I didn't. I don't do the notes, but Jared did.
Amazon
Adventures.
Amazon Adventures, everybody.
Brought
Welcome.
To you by Amazon. Not a sponsor.
This is episode 358, obviously a professional podcast.
This is a new segment. It's new.
Doug, what do you got for us today?
This week, I've got a mouse trap.
Like the game?
We'll find out. Because who knows? Oh, shit. It's too... Hold on. I got to resize it. Here we go. 5 stars. Verified purchase. I had a mouse problem. Had.
Okay.
This was the solution.
Okay.
The mouse did not go into my no-kill trap and instead ignored them.
Hmm.
The mouse ate through an entire one-bite bar and did not die.
Damn.
Wow.
The mouse invaded my medicine cabinet and ate... Did I say invaded? My house... the mouse invaded my medicine cabinet. I can reach my medicine cabinet and ate half a bottle of multivitamins. And then ate a few of my peppermint oil caps meant for stomach issues. I thought mice hated peppermint. His breath smelled good. And his hair looked fantastic.
What a coat on that mouse.
Yeah, his fur looks fantastic. The mouse then decided it would come out onto my desk and stare at me. It was a fucking power move. A challenge. It survived the wooden snap traps. It survived the bucket trap and escaped. It was probably bench pressing behind the walls to all the girl mice to show off to.
Been there, done that.
Thankfully, this trap did the business. After baiting it with premium peanut butter and a small cracker, I set down 3 of the 4 I had gotten. No issues latching, no issues baiting. 5 minutes later, little Hercules the mouse was no more. I saluted it for it was a worthy adversary and disposed of it humanely.
In the trash.
These traps work.
Wow.
Nice.
That was epic.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. All right, this one is from AJ. I can neither confirm or deny if it's AJ from the UK.
Yeah, but it is.
But it is. It's a verified purchase. I ordered nails and I got a fish ornament.
Hell yeah.
This has got to be a joke. I asked for nails and got an ornament of a fish. I know it's just $6, but I'm highly disappointed that I didn't get the press-on I wanted, especially because I needed it for a dress I was going to.
Post that on there. Where it is.
Sounds like AJ.
I need it for a dress I was going to wear. Very disappointing. You know what's funny about this is I did not read the entire thing. So when I that was a surprise to me. Love you, AJ.
That's awesome.
Kev, I did this one for you. I can't believe, because you ordered a bidet.
Yes.
And you actually wrote a review for it.
I did. I did, even though I have not used it yet. So, but it is a purchase, though.
Okay.
I can verify the purchase.
I can't wait.
I give this 5 stars. It's a blue one, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Now, who know that taking it up the butt would be this great? Oh, Jared, did you write this for me?
No, you submit. It's verified purchase.
It's a verified. That answers it. Let me start out by saying this thing is amazing. Don't even get me started on how or why the general human population does not use such a device. Never buy toilet paper again. I mean, this is so far so good. Any bidet is great, but this one here has the added bonus of looking good, as well as having a front and a rear. No pun intended. Spray option. Ooh. Actually, sounds pretty comfortable. Now, if
it's
you're
not,
a guy...
That's not for you. I mean, you can use it, but that's not for you.
Yeah. Well,
the front one is not for you.
Well, what I was alluding to is, if you're a guy, it's a nice way to clean the jewels as well as the dumpster. Now, the ladies will love it by default. I know this because it says it on the box that it came in. Ladies will love this, Earl. All right. They cannot resist its power. Highly suggest not only rinsing the outside, but the insides as well. Okay. Oof. You'll be met with a toot toot from your exit hole, along with some additional stuff that no toilet paper can get to. Build that confidence knowing that you are clean on both the outside as well as the inside. Like shooting water into a clown's mouth at a carnival game. Just doing it blindfolded. Aiming fire. Man, I'm going to set up that bidet tonight. This sounds fucking great.
Fucking clown's mouth.
That hits hard, man. I remember doing that as a kid, like at the carnival.
Oh, so essentially you've been practicing for a bidet all your life.
My whole life, coach.
Oh my goodness. 91 people found that helpful.
91, they should.
Everyone should have.
Glowing review.
So the box office is kind of taking a hit this past week. And not just kind of a hit, a big hit. Oof. The top movie of the week only made $10.6 million this weekend. Mm. And we had 3 opening movies in the top 5. They made 9.2, 9.1, and 5.3 million.
Oof.
So it's crazy. So Onward made 10.6 million and it's gross 60.4 million. They're going to be able to write that off to, you know, it's not a failure. It's just the coronavirus.
What are you going to, it's a unforeseen like pandemic. I mean, yeah. What are you going to do? You know?
Mm-hmm. And so I actually went to go see that movie on Sunday morning. I went to a 10:30 a.m. showing at the Alamo City Draft House, and there was nobody in the theater. And, you know, we were like, all right, well, let's go see it. There's no one going to be here. They've been taking extreme measures to clean everything and to sanitize everything. So we went and we went to go see it. And what did I say? I said Alamo City. I meant Alamo Draft House.
we drove down to San Antonio to go check it out.
Thanks for catching that, Wickton. So I went to Alamo Draft House. We sat down. There was only one other family, and they were in the they chose seats like a mile away from us in the top left hand corner. So we were fine with that. But this week, it looks like a lot of theaters in the U.S. are closing down, and you know. Some have been mandated to by the city, and some have been just done it across the entire USA. And what's interesting is that, you know, one NBC Universal has come out and they said, you know what? We're just going to release our films that we're going to go to theater straight to digital. And mm-hmm. so
yeah, you can rent them for 48 hours.
Yep. And so it's starting with Trolls World Tour.
Hell yeah, dude.
As yeah. early... Hey, the McElroy brothers are in that.
Yeah, they are. I love how they got into that. That's hilarious.
It all started with weed. I'm not kidding.
Uh-huh.
They were in Portland years ago, got super high, recorded a podcast called The McElroy Brothers Will Be in Trolls 2. And you can go check out that podcast as it, like, literally from the beginning to them in the movie. It's so dumb and yet brilliant
all at the same time. Yeah, so you can I think it's early April you'll be able to do that. It's a surprising move. I mean, Disney's done the same thing with they released the next Jedi,
Frozen 2,
the next Jedi Skywalker. That's the official name.
Rise of the Skywalker and
Frozen 2. So Rise of the Skywalker was supposed to come out in 3 months. They moved it up. And of course, Frozen 2, they moved it up and they put it, Frozen 2 on Disney Plus. And then they haven't done that yet with the Star Wars film, but I'm sure they will soon. They want to get those digital sales first mm-hmm. before they put it onto their own streaming service. So they moved them up. I mean, it's a way to get them a little bit of profit in this time, because they went through and they've done something that they've only done 3 times in the history of their theme parks. They shut them down completely, and not just for a day, but for weeks. So mm-hmm. they've completely shut it down. They've also today they announced, or if you're listening to this on Monday, they announced that they've shut down all their retail locations as well. So
wow,
that's pretty big and bold, but yeah. There's been a ton of things that have happened in Hollywood. I have a list of them, guys, if you wanted to take a look and pick out a few things.
I was looking through it, and you know, a lot of TV shows and stuff are being put on the back burner. A lot of movies and stuff, not put on the back burner per se, but like, yeah, shutting down production while this is happening just to keep everyone safe and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like Batman, the Loki and WandaVision series. But there was, where did I see? There was one I was like, really? Keep going, I'll find it.
Atlanta got reeled in. That's a bummer.
Yeah, I've had Fargo and all that stuff. Yeah. Fargo,
but thankfully, thankfully, all of that stuff, those are just production delays. Like, it's 2 or 3 weeks. It probably won't hurt the release date of those. You know, they'll probably make it up.
The XFL canceled the rest of their inaugural season mm-hmm. because, and I was thinking that too, when this started happening and stuff, and like Seattle got hit real fucking hard. My brother-in-law had gone to, I think 2 games so far up in Seattle
mm-hmm.
and he had like tickets to go to another one. And of course they canceled it. And I was just like, man, that sucks for the season. You know, like the first time it just didn't take off because people weren't ready, and now we're ready and we're here for it. And it gets canceled like within the first few weeks of its first season. Like, how the fuck do you bounce back from this? Mm-hmm. Like, how the fuck do you do? How do you keep this going? It had momentum, and this literally just grinds that to an absolute halt.
And they said that they're going to come back for season 2. They've already committed to it. And yeah, I mean, listen, I was seeing a lot of like XFL gear out in public.
We played poker last Friday, Daniel has a work buddy that came, and he was wearing a Dallas Renegade shirt,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, that's dope.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, so it actually is really taken off, and so that's a big shame. Hopefully that'll be fine. But what
you
else?
Get to go to the game?
Yeah, I went to the inaugural game of the inaugural season, and so it was fun. That's it was awesome. A good time. So it's a fun thing to watch, and some stars were born out of it, and it looked like there was a few cities where it was like growing immensely, like the crowds were at you know, they were getting up there. So good. I want to say like 60,000 at in Seattle.
I've heard good things about it too. Like people said they were really I mean, like people who were naysaying it before it happened, they were actually impressed with it.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. I think the NFL steals a lot of that a lot of the production stuff.
I bet they will. Yeah.
And the rules. I bet you $1 million the kickoff they take. Let's see. Universal Studios theme parks have closed. Netflix has shut down their LA office. Late night shows have stopped production with any kind of audience, and I think some have even just stopped production altogether.
Yeah, because you could try to do it without an audience, but yeah, they're just one. I think like Stephen Colbert, he did an episode that like was by himself, but I think they stopped after that, and the reason was like yeah, there's we no could reaction. Keep doing this, but like, what's the point of putting our team in and possible like compromising? You know, like they could get sick because they came to work to do a show that we could just run reruns on. Like yeah.
It's kind of like the WWE, right? Like we watched a clip. I don't know if you watched it, Doug. But yeah. I shared a clip of the WWE without a crowd, and I was like, okay, this is the one thing that's almost better without a crowd.
it definitely became a little like sillier for sure.
I've been to indie shows that's been very similar to that crowd, and there was no
you mean outbreak no crowd
or anything. Yeah, exactly. It was very empty. But I mean, that's just the life of it. But even WrestleMania is going to be at that performance center. They just announced today, like hours ago from
which
when
is
doing this podcast.
God, I just feel like that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And it's going to be interesting. Think like 10 years from now, if we're still around and they release like some WrestleMania digital set, you know, cause they always had like their box sets of like all their WrestleManias cause it's their biggest event. And they're going to be like, remember the year 2020 when they aired inside of an empty arena, you know, and it's going to be real fucking
like,
interesting.
You know, Jer asked, you know, like, why are they not postponing this? And I understand, you know, like the WWE has all these flowing and moving storylines and stuff and all this leading up to this event. And then of course you have stuff that happens afterwards and how what happens at WrestleMania carries over to following events and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
get that.
It ruins the flow.
It does. But at the same time, can they not just, hey, for everyone's safety, we're just going to this for a while and we're going to push everything back a little bit. And yeah, like, I mean, WrestleMania is going to be canceled. And guess what? So is the next week's, you know, Raw and NXT and all this stuff. Like, we're going to just, everything's going on a halt for now as we wait for this to kind of pass by and we're out of danger. And, you know, we'll rerun some old WrestleManias. We'll do a highlight reel of the best matches from like the last 30 fucking years of this shit, you know, like there's options that they have that people will still pay for and enjoy and watch, even not the pay-per-view stuff. That like, why are you not like, yeah, why are you, why why you're gonna lose money? People aren't gonna tune into a fucking pay-per-view with an empty auditorium. I mean, yeah, some people will, just for the lulz.
I mean, they're at least going to start like tune in to like see what it's about, but I don't know if they're going to tune in for long.
Yeah, I mean, and I just don't see people paying for it. Like, okay, I'll check this out. I'll check out the highlights on YouTube tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know that you say like all these storylines are put together and stuff leading up to this. I would like to argue a counterpoint that this is not the Oscars. Like, they're not putting like Oscar level scripts together. Like, the storylines could be extended.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, why are we not like, make a thing of the, I mean, this whole thing's happening. Okay. Well, get a couple wrestlers together and write and have them write some bullshit as to why it's, I mean, obviously it's been canceled for a very specific reason, but why not even just write it into the storyline where some underdogs come up and they destroy the set or whatever. And like, well, shit, now we got to cancel. Like, we can't do anything with this. And then like, well, hey, while we figure out, you could do a whole fucking storyline based on this being canceled.
Somebody stole the belts. Like, you could literally,
the great caper.
Well, yes. I mean, can you imagine what's that fucking monster dude's name right now? The Fiend?
Braun Strowman? Oh, yeah, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Yeah.
Yeah.
You said, I mean, monster. Now, there's so many monsters.
I know. Sorry. But like, think about
the cool one.
The gnarly ass one right now.
That's true.
But yeah, could you imagine if like, maybe have someone else like turn heel and or do some shit like this where it's just like, I mean, imagine John Cena just like turning heel and like
production truck.
Yes, like I'm so tired of not fucking winning. Like, I'm
it's John Cena, he always won.
Oh my god, Doug, we're rolling on this. He throws dynamite in the truck.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they just do all this crazy shit to like heel move. I mean, I would love to see. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like these little, like, yeah, he goes around and it doesn't have to be doesn't have to be Cena. I just think Cena would be a great like heel turn.
It'd be, yeah, that'd be hilarious.
It'd be hilarious. And like him just going around, yeah, and taking all the belts from everybody. You can do these little like what's the
John Thanos? What is this, taking all the belts?
Yes, but I was gonna, what was that one guy's name? Oh my god. The delete. Who the fuck?
Oh, Matt Hardy.
Yeah. Remember Matt Hardy's little promo videos where they'd be like wrestling like on their property, like in like,
yeah, the dilapidated boat.
Yes. Like, could you, I would want to see like segments like that of John Cena going from wrestler to wrestler and taking all their fucking belts. And then like, yeah, like it postpones everything. We, oh, it's mass chaos here at WWE. Like we, oh, what the fuck's going to happen? And it leads up to the next WrestleMania. And it's like,
I love
it's a whole thing. It's so good. Like, why
it's so good, but it's not a Vince idea, so it'd never go.
Then yeah,
that's the thing. It's all Vince McMahon. Like, I'm surprised they even canceled the XFL. Like, if Vince McMahon had it his way, he would still host an open arena with people at WrestleMania.
Like, well, yeah. Well, thank goodness that there's cities that are holding people in check.
He doesn't want to cancel it. Like, people all over, even like. It was like, remember when you guys were talking about Dallas Fan Days still not canceling and still announcing guests?
Yeah.
That was WrestleMania, where everyone's like, no, we get it. We can't even fly in from the UK. Like, we can't even fly in from around the world, which everyone does. And it sucks because the people that are being hurt the most out of it, besides the fans, are the workers, and not of the WWE, but of all the independent wrestling companies that work around that. So they do like this. It's like Christmas for them because that's where they have all their shows. They'll have like 50 different indie shows in that weekend or that week because of the fact they know that wrestling fans are going to be there. So all these indie wrestlers drive down to Tampa or wherever WrestleMania is. And now they just lost out on probably the biggest payday they're going to see all year, which sucks, yeah, man.
I mean, that you could say that for pretty much every industry yeah, right now,
all the bands touring, Rage yeah, Against the Machine, having to like cancel that tour, you know, like, I mean, major festivals,
hotel workers, restaurants, hotel, I mean, everything.
Yeah. Conferences,
yeah, so you know, everything is affected, but there are some light, you know, in this whole thing where companies are actually doing the right thing, and I'm surprised at these two. AT&T has waived broadband data caps, and so has Comcast.
If there's ever been an argument that internet in the United States needs to be a goddamn utility and not a fucking like service bullshit like it is, it's this. Yeah. Like the fact that, yeah, we have kids now that are out of school and stuff. And the reason why a lot of these, you know, at least their reasoning for it is like, well, we got to, you know, the kids still need to learn. They still need to do their online stuff, and not every, you know, you can sign up for a new plan and whatnot and like not have to pay the service fees and the installation fees and stuff because they just want to get the internet into the home.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously I think in the long run is just, hey, so we can pay more bills. But like they should have it anyways, and it should cost them nothing. And even like, you know, when this is all said and done, they shouldn't have to pay $80 a month now because we have your internet. It should be a fucking utility. Like, it needs mm-hmm. to be, and it's so outrageous that it's not.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They keep it just tied to TV and phone. And it's just like, guys, this doesn't deliver anything anymore, like in those archaic fucking forms of data.
Is the data cap renewal or like the no cap, is that only in the US or is that worldwide?
That looks like right now that is confirmed for the US. I'm not sure for international.
I was going to say Canada, Blakey can finally download these Call of Duty updates.
But that's what I was going to say, is anybody who has uncapped data at this point, download the world. before the cap goes back into place. So
yeah, they shouldn't be able to take it away. This needs to be like an eye-opening moment to the FCC and the fucking government. They're like, we can't go back to how it was. I don't give, who gives a fuck about
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know who gives a fuck, obviously millionaires and stuff, people make money off this stuff, but, I mean, true. I was gonna say, I mean,
the 1%.
I don't know who's making money at AT&T. I don't know who owns it, but you know what I mean, like, yeah, just it, you can't, we can't function as a society anymore without it. Like that's what this is kind of proving. I mean, if you try to imagine being quarantined for 2 weeks without Netflix or video games because you don't have internet, I mean, like if our internet infrastructure went down, we'd be murdering people,
or your ability to work from home.
Well, it's also my next point was that the fact that this has shown that our infrastructure for broadband sucks still, because there has been so many reports when people started trying to work from home that they couldn't get a secure connection. They couldn't get a constant, decent connection in order to remote in and do what they needed to do. And it just, this whole virus has opened the eyes to so many things that are wrong in this country, not only just the healthcare system, but, you know, internet and everything that is needed. It's just, it's been crazy, guys.
Crazy.
But, you know, there's other things where we have, the NBA and the NFL players stepping up and saying that they're going to pay employees that aren't even theirs. They're employees of the arenas, to where the billionaire owners didn't step up and take care of the employees of those arenas until the NBA players were like, no, we got you. Which is insane to me.
Yeah, it's capitalism at its absolute finest.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's not. It's fucking garbage.
At least it ain't socialism.
God. I love.
But, bailout Wall Street though.
Well, I love that. I mean, yeah. We just pumped $1.5 trillion into the fucking like stock markets and shit, so they don't goddamn crash. And it's literally like, well, where'd that money come from, motherfuckers? You've been sitting on at least $1.5 trillion just to throw away at the fucking markets. Jesus, how could we pay for, I don't know, to fix homelessness in America? Oh, that only costs $40 billion. So less than a tenth of what the fuck is in it. Are you fucking serious?
And then not only did that $1.5 trillion go into the stocks, into the stock market, but
it
then,
crashed again.
And then it crashed again and all that money's gone.
And it's gone.
I mean, just it threw really it away.
Anyways, it was all just theoretical money.
Yeah. Let's see. Getting into the gaming side of things, E3 has officially been canceled, but that got canceled about 4 years ago. Am I right, guys?
Doug, hit the hip hop board.
Okay, here it goes. There it is. All right, it played. I know.
Fans at home.
So yeah, they. I mean, E3 was slowly dying. This will probably be the nail in the coffin. If this doesn't come back as a gaming festival or a con next year, I would be completely just dumbfounded, because the current format is broken. It gives them a year to figure it out, an extra year to figure it out. To see what they can do with it and how it can change. Because at this point, now you've pushed all the game companies to run their own online reveals, which Xbox has already said that they're going to still continue doing. They're going to do an E3 on their own, which is just their own show, which they've done the last couple years. So is Sony. Yeah. So is Nintendo.
It'll probably be like a Nintendo Direct. Like everyone's got, like Nintendo.
Everybody really, will do like, it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope what I want. Yeah, I mean, do your own thing from your own place, whatever. But who gives a shit? Just I want them, the magic of E3. I mean, because we all watched it online from home anyway.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Who gives a, you know, I don't care if you're in one centralized location or not. Just do it at the same time.
Make
or like
sure
within
it's the same day.
Yeah, within like, yeah, a couple of days. Like, yeah, Nintendo takes Sunday. You know what I mean? Like Xbox on Tuesday, PlayStation on Monday, whatever. You know, just. That's what makes it so exciting, is that you've like, it's a week of announcements and new trailers and new gameplay and reveals. And that's what makes E3 so exciting. I mean, I don't, you know, I've never been, obviously we'll never go now. So that's not what's that. I don't give a shit about that. I just like the week of June.
PAX would be your closest bet. I mean, if we ever get anything anymore,
I would love for PAX to take over the E3 dates, or if E3 could become PAX. And they still make those announcements on that week or that weekend, and it still stays like special to everybody. That would be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Lego has made an announcement that they've made a partnership with Nintendo, and they've been putting together this Super Mario set for the last 4 years.
Jesus, took them that long crazy. To put it together.
Yeah. News. I guess the technology in Mario's belly.
There's that many pieces?
It's only a 300-piece set.
And it took them 4 years to put it together?
I think, I don't know how many it is. But you got this digital, you know, it's got some LED screen in Mario's belly.
What?
And
what?
You can rebuild the Mario level, level 1-1, I'm guessing. And, and it goes through. You go through. You can hit these special spots. It'll do a coin ding. You can go down and I don't know. It's silly. I'll buy it.
What? In the really chat, cool. Shaman was in. Thoughts on Roblox? Is that a video game? Is that a video game? What the fuck is Roblox?
It's kind of
like Minecraft.
Minecraft. So, but yes, we do read the chat. Generally, I've never played it either. But we generally save the questions for the end of the show. So if you have additional ones, we'll love to answer them.
I couldn't remember if I was thinking like Kinect or Kinects or some shit. I was like, is that maybe they're bringing it up because of Legos? I don't know.
Maybe. That's true. So I mean, yeah, I guess you go out and buy it, whatever. I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me, even though I love Mario and I love Lego.
Yeah.
Oh. Agreed.
We got a couple left here before we get out of here. 2K Games has entered a multi-year partnership with the NFL for multiple football games, just not simulation ones yet.
Yeah.
And I only bring this up because the greatest football game of all time was NFL 2K16 or 2K6, sorry.
15.
15?
Or 2K15 was the last one to come out.
Yeah, 15. That was
2K5. God damn, not 15.
Yeah, 2K5 because they didn't, yeah. Yeah, it's just
2K5. It was during the PS2 era.
Fuck, you're fucking me up, man. Yeah, it's 2K5. And that was probably the best football game that was ever produced.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had first-person quarterback. Uh-huh. Like, you could actually look through the helmet. That was really cool.
And it actually had, like, really nice presentation, like an ESPN presentation with halftime show that had highlights and of the game, and then it went to highlights of other games that were in action, and that shit was a lot of fun.
It was ground, and that was in PS2 era. That was groundbreaking.
Excuse me, that was Dreamcast. That was on the Dreamcast.
It started on the Dreamcast. Yeah, 2K.
I'm just gonna stare at the camera.
Never mind. Damn it. But yeah, at least we're getting some kind of arcade stuff. Bring back NFL Street or like a Blitz style game.
I would like to see. So this is my prediction. This is how I see it happening. 2K puts out a badass game, right? Because it's already in development. They come out with a couple badass games that sell really well, and it shows the NFL that 2K can still do it and still be competitive with the NFL. Then the NFL decides not to renew its contract, exclusive contract with EA, and it gives both EA and 2K rights to do the simulation games. 2K just blows fucking Madden out of the water at that point. And then they reign
like
supreme.
They did before.
Yep. And that's the only way that EA could compete was to just stop 2K from making games. So... Epic has purchased the company behind God of War's facial animations.
Dope.
Mm-hmm. So now you'll be able to, they're called Cubic Motion. And, I guess it's not a household name, but, you know, their tech is in God of War and Marvel's Spider-Man. So they plan on integrating, the technology into Unreal Engine, to make it more appealing to game developers, because... I mean, what isn't it like? Does it have to be more appealing? I'm pretty sure that everyone loves it. Even the movie
Ryan,
industry.
Is that your chat?
So, God, even the movie industry, like with what Lucasfilm has put together with that tech, because they work directly with Epic to make that LED backdrop that they used on The Mandalorian.
Yeah, they use Unreal Engine to build it. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's dope.
And shit can be, and it can be edited and moved in real time. Everything, and it looks photorealistic. It's insane. Other than that, let's get to the last story of the night, which is Call of Duty Warzone is pretty popular. It got 15 million players in 4 days, which Apex Legends is, you know, was up to 10 million in its first 3 days. So I guess
it
wins.
Is it because it's popular or is it because everyone's just home right now?
Both. Popular.
Yeah, a little bit of column. Yeah.
No, comedy.
Because Steam recently had like their largest like amount of players, concurrent players of like 20 million people or mm-hmm. some shit the other day, where they're like,
yeah,
everyone's online.
Everyone's home. That's why Xbox Live crashed. That's the NBA 2K servers crashed because no one had basketball, so they wanted to play it online.
Yeah. To my basketball.
The servers always crash though. 2K servers are garbage.
I mean, true.
This was just extra. This was just now extra. That more people were yeah. trying to play it.
Yeah, everyone's just home looking for shit to do, which yeah. in this day and age, this is a wonderful thing. I just love the fact that we could be quarantined for 2 weeks and we have so much to do in house and play games. Can you imagine if this shit happened in the early 1900s?
That is what I was saying earlier. Could you imagine? We'd murdering people.
Because it's fun.
It's like, hey, Paul, what do we have any more than board games?
Yeah.
Board games.
Motherfucker, we ain't got one.
Chess is broke.
I guess we can play poker again.
Man, what are we going to bet on? I'm out of money. I ain't been paid in 2 weeks. I ain't been to work.
Oh, man. Well, in closing, I hope that everybody takes care of each other. I hope that everybody stays safe. If you do have the virus, be sure to
stay the fuck away from everyone else.
Everyone else. And, you know, show love, show patience, especially if you plan on ordering food for takeout, pickup, and all that. Tip well. Tip these people well, because we're not like the UK. We're not like every other country where our hourly waitresses and waiters get a living wage. It's all off a tip, and you would hope that the restaurants will take care of them, but probably not. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Take care of all of them. You know what? I talked to an airline pilot today. She came in to pick up some prints and stuff. And she was sitting there and, you know, I said, how's it going over the airport? And she goes, oh, it's dead. She goes, this is going to be another 9/11. And I went, I'm sorry. And she went, oh, just in how, the planes are just going to get grounded and we're not going to get any work and we're not going to be in the sky flying. And I was like, oh man, it's going to get to be that bad, huh? She was like, yeah, it's going to be. And I said, well, hopefully, American Airlines takes care of you. And she goes, they didn't back then. They won't now. And I went, all right. Well, it was good talking to you.
They're going to be the ones that get the bailout here soon.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Because again, what's more important to our country, the worker or the company?
Of course, the company. The company is what employs the worker, Doug.
It is the company forever and always. How dare you think you can call in sick because you have a rampant virus that's going across the world and making everyone sick? And
I bet you're making it up just because you don't want to come in.
We have a friend. We kind of talked about this a little bit in the pre-show who might have it, and when they reported to work that they had it, they were kind of questioned about whether or not they actually had it or if they just wanted to be sick.
Yep.
Like calling sick. And that is fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And I hope that old bitch that said that, I hope she gets it and I hope it takes her out. I just kind of hope a lot of old people die. But not all old people, but like Republicans. And I have God. No shame in saying that. Take out the president. Take out Mitch McConnell. COVID-19, please.
Disclaimer, all the views from Doug are not shared by the affiliate.
Yeah. So you guys want the president and Mitch McConnell still running this country? I think
not
we
answering
would be okay.
That can of worms.
I'm not
opening that one.
Listen, man, I don't want the FBI at my door tomorrow.
Because I said that I wanted a virus to take him out. Hey, they're the ones who brought this onto us. They're the ones who can fucking reap the fucking reward for it. And if that means them catching it and it taking them out because they're both old and unhealthy, then so be it. This is God's smite on them for them allowing this to fucking get as bad as it has and being selfish pricks who just want to get reelected in November. I don't know why you're like scratching your head, Kev, because we've talked about this on our own. You can try to pretend like, oh, this is so outrageous and crazy. No, fuck them. Fuck the government for doing this to us. fuck them for like making people have to decide whether or not they're going to feed their family or they're going to go get sick and or just bankrupt themselves for having all this fucking financial debt due for hospitals and shit because they get sick because they just want to fucking feed their family. I mean, this is bullshit, man. This is a bullshit country that we live in that pretends like we're number one. We're not number one. There are other countries that are calling us out for this garbage that we're doing to us and our citizens and the fact that, like, we can't fucking stay home for 2 weeks and just live and not have to worry about going to work and dying. So fuck the president, fuck Mitch McConnell, and fuck most of the, like, majority Republican leaders. They're all garbage. They're sitting at fucking restaurants drinking Corona beer saying, oh, it's going to be okay. No, you are the problem. You are at a fucking public place and you are exposing people and yourself and your family to a fucking virus that does not give a shit who you are and it will fucking kill you. And I hope it does.
We have not gotten a rant on this level in so long.
I guess we were due. Fuck.
Do you feel better, man?
No.
No.
Because I still have to go to work tomorrow.
So my employer said that I have two options. If I get the virus, then I can use short-term disability and I don't get paid for the first week that I'm out and I'd have to use my vacation time. Or if I feel the need that I need to quarantine myself, I can do that without repercussion, but I would need to use all of my sick time and vacation time in order to do so.
Absurd. That's so fucking absurd.
That's bullshit.
So there you go. All right. So on a happy note,
well, we lost some listeners tonight for sure. So I do apologize.
No, I don't listen.
We are definitely going to get some hate messages here soon. That's fine.
I don't know, man.
I still want to pretend like it's a.
I think the last time it was like when I was in Alaska and you guys, I just remember everyone was like, when the show started with a disclaimer, I was like, what the fuck did I miss?
what did Doug do this time?
Listen, I think at this point, every listener knows that we lean a little bit towards
sanity.
The side of sanity, which does not include most Republicans. So, all right. With that, I don't know how you end the show with that. With that, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Stay safe out there.
Wash
your hands. Lots of shit. Yeah.
Lots of shit.
Lots of love. No hugs and all that bullshit.